Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
You know, I just find it to be kind of sad when this song starts to play and I look outside at the brick wall and the flurries. The flurries of snow are trickling down and the wind is blowing and the skies are gray and it's the final day of January and I think, get me out of here, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. Please, can you get me out of here?
I can get you out of here, but I can also tell you that the guest we are bringing on is definitely a person who's getting a lot of people out of here and all points around the world, basically. So let's go and bring on our guest. Our guest today, it's the pleasure to interview, Scott Weissman. He is the president of Travel Impressions. And for most of us, especially in our area here in northern Michigan, we know who Travel Impressions is because if you kind of think about it, you just described something that so many of our listeners are doing these days.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's 200 destinations, Caribbean, Asia, Mexico, Central and South America. I mean, it goes on and on and on, but instead of me saying that, it's a good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, good morning, Scott. Welcome to the Travel Authority Travel Show.
Good morning, Bonnie. Good morning, Crystal. I too, now have just turned my little floor heater up a little bit more after the thing that I've used.
I know. And you think, when will it end? And, you know, the worst thing about those gray skies in the winter, I do enjoy the winter. I enjoy it until about February. And then I say, okay, it's time to get out of here. And really, Scott, that's what you do. You get people out of Dodge so they can survive the rest of whatever they're having to go back to.
Yeah, we try and deliver that winter relief. This time of year is obviously a big reason why people want to travel somewhere warm. Luckily enough, though, today's travelers, even in the summertime, look to experience other areas far away from where they're at. So we're in a good position all year round, but particularly during the winter, it's a great time to be thinking about traveling.
Definitely. And Scott, so let's, for our listeners who may not know who Travel Impressions is, who is Travel Impressions? Tell us a little bit about.
Sure. We are what you would call a wholesale tour operator, which means that we are here to support, for the last 43 years, basically the travel agent network around the United States so that they can provide amazing experiences for their clients who want to travel around the world. So we're kind of the guy behind the guy. We rely on the expertise of the travel agent to kind of build that perfect trip, and we're the ones behind the scenes helping them curate that and put that together.
So, Scott, when Bonnie tells me it's okay, I know a guy, you're the guy.
We're her guy. That's exactly right.
All right.
And I couldn't think of a better guy, trust me, on this one. Because Scott just is an industry leader, and I don't mean to embarrass you, Scott, but you really are. And when we at the Travel Authority and in all of our offices worldwide and in our all-tour offices out there as well, when we think of who we want to recommend to our clients, that's that trust. That's that support that we know is out there, and the quality of the trips are there because we have happy clients that come back from them. And Scott, when that to us is really the Travel Impressions difference, but what other things differentiate you from maybe someone else out there as well?
Yeah, I thank you for the kind words. I will say that we have a very simple formula for what makes us different. We just listen to the voice of the client, and you know your clients better than anyone and do it better than most travel agents that are out there. And so when you come to us and tell us what it is that they're looking for, it's our pleasure to kind of put that together. So partnership's probably the top of the list in understanding exactly what you need to be successful. Is, you know, your success is directly linked to our success. So that's kind of the fun part of the job. And then making sure that we're bringing that added value that you can deliver to your clients, whether it's special extra resort credits and some of the all-inclusives in the Mexico and the Caribbean, or maybe it's complimentary upgrades or anything like that. We try and deliver a little bit of extras that your clients couldn't get anywhere else than if they booked with you with us. And also making sure that we've got lots of choice, which is why unlike some other typical wholesalers, we offer over 200 destinations around the world, with over 2,000 tours and villas, and so there's lots and lots of choice. So people don't feel that they can come for just one particular type of travel. We really want to be kind of that one-stop shop for year-round travel.
I love that idea of the one-stop shop. And, you know, because that's the one-stop shop for Bonnie, that means that all I know is that I can say, Bonnie, I want to go to Panama City. And Bonnie's going to say, Scott, we're going to Panama City. And we make it happen.
Well, I think that the point, too, is it is year-round. I mean, we always at this time of year, because especially when we wake up in the morning and it's snowing and it's cold and it's below zero sometimes, we naturally gravitate in that direction.
Oh, yeah.
When we all walk in the office, we gravitate to that direction. But we know that there are so many other destinations. I mean, when we're talking about 200 destinations worldwide, we are talking about some of those lists that people have. Colleen, pay attention here.
Believe me. I'm always all tuned in.
All tuned in. Australia, New Zealand, Africa, all parts of Europe. It's just there's that specialty that sits out there. Mm-hmm. And Scott, you have certain areas that I know you even specialize in, correct?
Yeah, exactly. There's been some of our tried and true, or what we call our established destinations that we're known for. And, you know, it's over 30 islands in the Caribbean, all the islands in Hawaii, Costa Rica, expanding through Europe as well, Italy, Europe, over 20 countries, a villa experience, which is a great way to experience another country with a large group of extended family as well, and even exotic travel, like you mentioned, South Africa, or even some reaches in Asia. So those are kind of the established destinations that we're kind of known for, that people seem to come to us over and over again.
And then when we look at this, those established destinations, you also have been an industry leader to keep all of us in the travel industry up to date on, let's say, for instance, you mentioned the Caribbean post-Irma. If you just want to touch base on that right now with our listeners, because we rely upon, because you're right there on the ground with it, so we know what's happening out in the different destinations.
Yes, no, that's true. And you know, unfortunately, during those situations, we do have great immediate information, because a lot of the people we work with are, you know, from those islands and reporting as best as they can. But I do want to stress, this is probably the single most important reason why travelers need to work with professional travel agents, because it's the fastest way to get the most accurate information and full transparency on what's happening in those locations. You don't have to worry about wondering, well, is it, you know, good to go? Is the recovery happening? How much damage was there? We work really hard to make sure that our travel agent partners have that information up to date and be able to kind of, you know, with authority say, yes, you can travel here, or I would avoid this one, or here's where we can, you know, go from there. So especially those types of situations, it's great to rely on a travel agent to get you the truth and see what's out there.
It really is, and that trust that we have, because these are coming to us all the time. And as we were going through that, I was able to come on the show, and we could try to update as much as possible, because we were getting great information. Because no one, including Travel Impressions, the Travel Authority, anyone wants to have someone go to a destination and feel like that just wasn't right for them at that point in time, because there wasn't the things to do or their properties or whatever. But it's nice to hear that the Caribbean especially is doing pretty well these days.
Yeah, it's a pretty resilient place, and it's really a magical place, because we lump the Caribbean under one name, but it's really made up of so many great, you know, island countries that come together to promote a region and help each other out in situations like this, and have some great partners on the ground. I mean, even understanding some resorts that might be closed now but are planning to open later in the fall, we can provide updates on how that all comes together as well. And sometimes people misplace geography and will put, you know, Bermuda in the Caribbean instead of the Atlantic, or mistake, you know, Dominica versus Dominican Republic. And so we want to help people understand that as well. But the good news is there's a very strong path to recovery for those islands that were hit the hardest. And the other islands that had minor damage are in full swing, and you know, clients are enjoying them just as they were prior to the hurricane.
You know, I want to say thank you for letting us know that, because mm-hmm. we do kind of lump the Caribbean into just, hey, it's just this one area and you go to these islands. And yet every single one of those islands has their own identity, their own culture, their own unique qualities. And that can sometimes be missed unless you have people like Bonnie and, of course, you, Scott, reminding travelers and folks to really appreciate each of the island's individuality.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really a respect for the Caribbean. You know, they were kind of the first to really create that experience. I mean, you heard the songs and the tropical breezes and the music and the culture, and they really banded together as an unbelievable collection of island countries to do that. So we don't want to forget that and want to continue investing into what they, you know, helped create for vacation travel, particularly those out of the United States.
And the people-to-people experiences that you have, because as we are, they are so proud that people are coming to visit where they live, where they, you know, have really developed into countries. So, you know, travels all those experiences. What, Scott, I've been looking at are some of these interesting things that are going on, maybe about some of the European and Greece and all that. So let's talk about a few things that are not necessarily new, but you're adding to, because you're always reinventing certain things that you're doing and creating new destinations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Europe's been a big part of it. And it ranges from what people would consider exotic Europe, like Iceland, for example, mm-hmm. which we even have a Game of Thrones themed type of experience up there. And if those that watch the show want to experience kind of that that same topography from north of the wall, as they say on the show, it's pretty exciting. But even adding new multi-day tours to Italy, to, you know, Florence and Genoa and Milan, and just beefing up even in Switzerland, adding new cities and new ways to see things. And, you know, some areas are really getting quite full, and it's hard to get accommodations during peak mm-hmm. time. So we've added some programs that we're actually holding inventory on, small escorted group programs, which really came at the, you know, request of our travel agent partners, who said, hey, it'd be great to be able to secure some inventory, so to speak, in rooms and touring at certain times of the year that are tough. And so we set out to do that as well. And so far, the early indications are they're booking, you know, really, really well. And again, same for Greece, too. You mentioned that earlier. You know, we see people staying in Greece longer than they have in the past, 10, 11 days versus just a couple of days, even though we still offer that. So there's definitely, I think, people slowing down in their vacation. I heard someone coin the phrase a slowcation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. I think people are really, you know, okay to stay a little bit longer in each area and kind of get to understand it a little bit more and really appreciate it. And so we're trying to take advantage of that as well.
Well, and I think this is a really, you know, this is the key of being a human being, is being kind of an explorer. And some of us want to explore a little bit more than other people. Mm-hmm. Some want to stay on the path that's already been, you know, laid out for them. But that's one thing that I really appreciate about Travel Impressions and working with your local travel agents like the Travel Authority, is that, like you said, you're getting this information from the travel agent, so you're changing things and you're adding things. And Bonnie, you're hearing it directly from the client.
We are. We have that pleasure of meeting the client, talking through what they want to do and what they want to accomplish on their vacation, those wow moments and things like that. And then we're so really excited, because a lot of times we're getting Facebook pictures back. We're getting everything throughout the course of their travel. And then when they get back, we have the opportunity to talk to them. And what's great about Travel Impressions is they do listen to the travel agency community. They love to, you know, hear about, you know, people would like to do even more, or they want to do this or they want to do that. I mean, you have Scandinavia that you're enhancing mm-hmm. further to in 2018, right, Scott? I mean, all these different destinations.
Yeah, it definitely goes beyond just, you know, Iceland. I mean, even when you look in, you know, areas, you know, farther through Scandinavia, you can still see the Northern Lights. You still mm-hmm. have that great experience. And destinations would surprise people about what peak periods versus slow periods. I mean, people, you know, have assumptions that travel agents help, you know, dispel. Like, would you go to Iceland in the middle of the winter? Well, you could, because mm-hmm. of it, you know, where it's located, it's getting a particular current that still keeps it, you know, moderate during the year. And you can experience Iceland in December as nicely as you can in the summer, just with different activities. So I think that's really the key, is that people are a little bit more resilient in travel mm-hmm. today than they have been in the past. Travel agents are telling us that they want to bring, you know, their kids with them when they go farther mm-hmm. and experience more, be a little bit more rugged. And that's kind of been fun for us, is to be able to find those areas that kind of meet the that, you know, demand that we're hearing about.
You know, I want to say too, you know, since you are kind of at the forefront of this with travel impressions, and you're working with all of these different travel agents, and the travel agents are hearing all this from the local, the person who is wanting to go on these travels, I wanted to mention staying ahead of the curve. And, you know, something that we know that's really been hitting the news hard are these sort of DNA kits, these ancestral trips that people are taking. And they, you know, really, for lack of a better word, they spit into a tube, Scott. They find out where they're from, and then they want to go there. And is Travel Impressions, you know, realizing what people want to do with that? Like you mentioned Scandinavia, it's not just Iceland anymore. People mm-hmm. want to go in and see where they're from. And it seems like that's something that Travel Impressions would be ahead of the curve on.
Yeah, it's a great question. And it is something that often comes up. And, you know, a lot of these countries and small towns and so forth that people are trying to check their history on usually require the records kept, you know, historically where like the local church
yeah.
or,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So helping people get introductions to those places so that they can experience it or visit family. And that's where, you know, what we do is we have flexibility to plan kind of, you know, unscheduled travel, if you will. So you're not particularly booked on a tight schedule. You don't have to do an escorted group program with other people. You can travel independently with your family, experience more, customize it a little bit, and, you know, mix in. Most people will come to the travel agent where they want to go to particular towns that are maybe not on the travel map. How can we help them do that? And then we will, you know, arrange that. And they've already, you know, today's world, right, they can pretty much search for anything. They've already made contact with the local town's record keeper and already setting up meetings on their own. They just want our help to get there and make sure that it's, you know, accessible for them. And that's again, another fun part. And that's where people start posting back to their travel agent, yeah. you know, family pictures of relatives they'd never met.
It's amazing stuff.
No, it is. It's that exchange of the family values and everything there, too. You know, Scott, we mentioned about the satisfaction level. And I have to say this, with the awards that you have won, and these are only some in 2018, but with the Travel Awards, which are the travel industry definitely awards for the industry recognizes, okay, and we are so happy that you won the gold level for best vacation packager in luxury. You won the gold level for best vacation packager in premium. Yeah. Best gold in tour reservation teams. Best vacation packager overall, the silver. And goes on, best vacation packager Caribbean. Best vacation packager Mexico. Scott, it doesn't end, does it? It's congratulations. These are wonderful awards. And for a job well done.
Thank you. Yeah, we don't take it for granted. We're thrilled, and particularly, you know, it's nice to be recognized for the destinations we sell, but it's particularly what makes us proud is when we hear best in sales and service or best mm-hmm. reservation team, because again, these are only being voted on by the travel agents and professionals that use us, and so we're thrilled if they can reach out and recognize the hard work that we're bringing to the table and making sure that, you know, they look great and are the hero for their clients. So we're thrilled and, you know, happy to keep building more shelves for the awards, and look forward to continued success with that for sure.
Now, Scott, we've talked a lot about 2018 and everything is way underway. As an industry leader, I'm going to put you on the spot here to ask you this question. What do you see 2019 and beyond? What trends do you see?
Yeah, it's, we try and think of that as well, too. I think, you know, one of the overarching things that I think is kind of interesting is this whole concept of transparency, I think, is coming to the forefront more and more. And with in travel, you know, transparency used to really mean when we talked about pricing, mm-hmm. making sure that, you know, people were getting competitive prices. I mean, we want to make sure a travel agent's getting good pricing and that it can't be found, you know, cheaper somewhere else and that we're on top of that. But I think today, with everything that's going on in the world and just like we talked about with the, you know, things that are impacted with the hurricanes, we have to do a better job in making sure that the people traveling can see more about what we're providing and that what benefit they're getting by working with a travel agent and seeing the transparency of the partnership and the transparency of having the information and the skill set that that's brought to and the training that they have. We've invested a lot of energy and money this past year on continuing education classes for travel agents to be mm-hmm. able to help grow their knowledge. We're really committed to really making a travel agent literally a resource that people couldn't figure out by Googling. And so I think the more that we can promote that for them and the more that we can provide transparency behind everything that's done in travel, it'll make things so much easier because people are hesitant and they read so many different things online and which source is accurate. But I think the more that we can kind of shine the light past transparency just in pricing, that'll be what people respond to.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, this went so fast. It definitely went too fast. But, thanks for taking the time today. I know our listeners have an opportunity to kind of hear an inside viewpoint of what our industry is like. And Scott Weissman, president of Travel Impressions, you bring it all forefront, and you are on that cutting edge and leading edge of everything that does go on in the travel industry. So thank you for sharing today. We appreciate that.
My pleasure, and thanks for keeping us busy.
Anytime, Scott.
Well, thank you so much, Scott and Bonnie. As people are thinking about this final day of January, you know, maybe they didn't make their plans, or they already have plans to do spring break or something in the summertime, but now is the time to book for this time next year.
Oh, yes.
You see the gray skies, you see the fluctuating temperatures, the ice, and then the melt, and then the ice again, and you go, maybe I'm going to take a week off from this next year.
We have this little sign outside that says, would you rather be putting your feet in sand versus basically snow at this point in time. So just give us a call. We don't say impossible. We always say, let's see what we can do.
You know, and Bonnie, before we go, to some of the folks out there may be feeling a little upset because even though we've been able to do some skiing, some of our popular ski races mm-hmm. here in northern Michigan have had to change what they're doing, mm-hmm. especially cross-country skiing. You can get people to the slopes as well right now.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. We have a lot of people, and people are just coming in. It's the busiest time of the season for us, but come on in. Give us a call.
All right. I love it. Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you so much. The Travel Authority Travel Show. You'll catch her next week as well on WTCM News Talk 580.